Magic Bullets, the way to kill evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the dinosaur history book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, what magic bullets do people think they can use to defeat evolution?
I found a problem throughout the church. I believe it's one of the reasons many Christians believe in millions of years of earth history and why they don't accept the days of creation as literal days. It's also why many creationists aren't able to effectively argue with evolutionists. See, our ministry Answers in Genesis has published several articles about some popular supposed evidences for creation, which were later found to be wrong. People have approached me at conferences very upset and saying, "If you keep it up, we won't have any great evidence left to fight evolutionists." But I'm afraid they don't really understand the nature of evidence. It's not a matter of their evidence versus ours. All scientists actually have the same evidence. The argument isn't really about evidence, it's about how you interpret the facts. And this depends upon the belief you hold about history. The real difference is the history we choose from which we interpret the facts. We shouldn't be looking for a magic bullet. Instead, we need to know what the Bible really says about history and then show people how the Bible makes sense of the evidence today and then how real science supports this.
Well, what does the Bible teach about the age of the earth? Were the days of creation ordinary days or very long periods of time? Ken Ham has the answer from the Bible in a booklet free on our website, answersradio.com.